Moffs is having a ball," he said.
"There must be a caretaker, mustn't there? Maybe we'd better just, you know, mention we've been here," Saccharissa agonised. "It hardly seems polite, just taking things and running." She headed for a green door tucked away beside the staircase and pushed it open. The singing went louder for a moment, but stopped as soon as she said, "Excuse me," into the darkness. After a few moments' silence, a voice said, "Hello, how are you? I'm fine. It's only me. William said it was all right." She presented the statement like a question, in the voice of someone who was apologising to a burglar for discovering him. "Mr. Mothball knows, whoops," said the voice in the shadows at the bottom of the stairs.
Are you all right?
Can't get... It's... it's all chains.
Are you ill?
No, I'm fine. Not ill at all. Just had a few too many.
Few too many what?
Said Saccharissa, speaking from a sheltered upbringing.
Was things you put drinks in. Barrels?
You're drunk.
That's right. That's the word. Drunk as a thing. Smelly thing.
There was a tinkle of glass. The lantern's weak glow showed what looked like a wine cellar, but a man was slumped on a bench against one wall, and a chain ran from his ankle to a ring set in the floor.
"Are you a prisoner?" said Saccharissa. "How long have you been down here?"
she crept down.
"Years."
"Years?"
"Got lots of years."
The man picked up a bottle and peered at it.
"Now, year of the amending camel? That was bloody good year. And this one, year of the translated rat, another bloody good year. Bloody good years, a lot of them. Could do with a biscuit, though."
Saccharissa's knowledge of vintages extended just as far as knowing that Chateau Maison was a very popular wine. But people didn't have to be chained up to drink wine, even the stuff from Ephebe that stuck the glass to the table. She moved a little closer and the light fell on the man's face. It was locked in the grin of the seriously drunk, but it was very recognisable. She saw it every day. On coins.
Rocky, she said, can you come down here a minute?
The door burst open and the troll came down the steps at speed. Unfortunately, it was because he was rolling. Mr. Tulip appeared at the top of the stairs, massaging his fist.
"It's Mr. Sneezy," said Charlie, raising a bottle. "The gang's all here. Whoopee!"
Rocky got up, weaving slightly. Mr. Tulip strolled down the steps, ripping out the doorpost as he passed. The troll raised his fists in the classic boxer's pose, but Mr. Tulip didn't bother with niceties of that kind and hit him hard with the length of ancient wood. Rocky went over like a tree. Only then did the huge man with the revolving eyes try to focus them on Saccharissa.
"Oh, the ing-hell are you?"
"Don't you swear at me," she said. "How dare you swear in the presence of a lady?"
This seemed to nonplus him.
"I don't ing-swear."
"Here, I've seen you before. You're that..." "I knew you weren't a proper virgin," said Saccharissa triumphantly.
There was the click of a crossbow. Some tiny sounds carry well and have considerable stopping power. "There are some thoughts too dreadful to think," said the skinny man, looking at her from the top of the steps and down the length of a pistol bow.
"What are you doing here, lady?" "And you were Brother Pin. You haven't got any right here. I've got a key."
Some areas of Saccharissa's mind that dealt with things like death and terror were signalling to be heard at this point, but, being part of Saccharissa, they were trying to do it in a ladylike way, and so she ignored them.
"A key," said Brother Pin, advancing down the stairs.
The bow stayed pointing at her. Even in his current state of mind, Mr. Pin knew how to aim.
"Who'd give you a key?" "Don't you come near me. Don't you dare come near me. If you come near me, I'll write it down."
"Yeah, well, one thing I know is words don't hurt," said Mr. Pin. "I've heard lots of..." He stopped and grimaced, and for a moment it looked as if he'd fall to his knees. He righted himself and focused on her again.
"You